Now, getting into the distribution of your books, you have to realize that you can actually be your own distributor. And there's a fair amount involved in that, but you can actually sell books directly to Baker and Taylor, which is one of the country's biggest book wholesalers. Ingram Book Company is the other one. And Baker and Taylor will list your book. They're not the easiest company to deal with. It's particularly challenging for a small publisher to deal with Baker and Taylor. But they do order a lot of books, and they supply a lot of libraries. And you can also sell your books to Quality Books, which is an excellent book. They're a very specialized company that sells independently published books to libraries, period. That's all they do. But they're really, really good at it. And if they like your book, they will actually give you an order, an actual paid order for like 200 books, which is really a good day in your life if you're a self-publisher getting an order for 200 offset printed books. And they don't return them. They just sell them to the libraries. So it's another way you can do your own distribution. And like I was talking about in the introduction, frequently there are special markets for your books. And you might do really well at locating and identifying and talking to those specialty wholesalers. For instance, if you do hiking books, you want to go to the store where they sell the hiking equipment and ask them which wholesalers they're buying from. Because some of those wholesalers are carrying the hiking books. And they might, if you've got good books that they think will sell, they might be interested in doing business with you. And you can open an account and start selling books to those wholesalers, and that's another way to get into retail without having to worry about the bookstores and the problems associated with bookstores, which we are going to talk about in a bit. Now, you can also be your own distributor by mailing to retailers in your niche. When I had my publishing company years ago, we were niche publishers. We published books in one specific area. And that was at the time called New Age Books. So I got to know all of the distributors and many of the big retailers throughout the United States who sold these books. There were just there weren't that many of them. In New York City, we had Samuel Weiser and East West Books and a handful of others. And throughout the country, there were these big specialty retailers. So I got to know those people, and I got to know how they liked to buy their books, whether they would deal with a self-publisher or whether they wanted to buy from a wholesaler or a distributor. Now, if you go this way, you're going to have a lot more bookkeeping to do because you're going to have accounts with, let's say, Baker and Taylor and Quality Books and some wholesalers and some direct sale bookstores. You're going to have a lot of accounting to do. You're going to have to keep track of this stuff. And let me tell you, as a small operator, your invoices may get pushed down the pile, and you may have to like call up and collect your money too. And we'll talk a little bit more about this when we talk about what I call the problem with bookstores. Now, another really great thing that could help you do your own distribution is some of the programs that are run by IBPA. IBPA is the Independent Book Publishers Association. They are online at ibpa-online.org. This is an umbrella group, and I've talked about it before in this course, but it's a really, really excellent group. It exists just to help the member organizations and publisher members sell books and get the word out. They run many co-op programs where they will put together like flyers from publishers about you could print up a flyer for your book and send it to them with a check, and they'll include it and maybe mail it to like 3,000 libraries. That's really a good thing. You can't mail to 3,000 libraries very efficiently or with any expectation of actually making money for most publishers. But to go into a co-op mailing could make it profitable for you. And they have a lot of other marketing initiatives and programs that you could participate in. And if you are intending to be an independent publisher, I seriously recommend you look at joining this organization. One of the other great benefits they have is their monthly magazine called The Independent, and it is the best thing out there for independent book publishers. They have great articles, and even the advertising is interesting. You can find vendors that way, and a lot of people who service the independent publishing community advertise there. So take a look at IBPA. Now, your other route for distribution of your offset books is to sign with a distributor. And you need to look at the distributor, but the distributor is also going to be looking at you. In other words, they have to open an account for you. If they have a sales staff, they might have to tell their staff about your publishing company and your program. By and large, a distributor is not going to sign you if you only have one book and you have no sales. It just doesn't make sense for them as a business, and I think that you could probably understand that. But if you have a book that's selling well, or if you have plans to do a whole series of books, or you have a really good standing in your community and you can demonstrate to the distributor this is a real deal, that you are going to sell 500, 1,000 books right out of the chute as soon as you publish, and you've got a whole program going, you can find a distributor, and I do have a couple of referrals for you who will think about taking you on. Now, you have to realize, though, that distributors are going to buy your books from you, or pay you. They're not going to actually buy them. They're only going to pay you for them once they're sold, but they're only going to give you about 25% of your retail price. So if you have a book that sells retail for $10, any books you sell through your distributor, you're probably going to get about $2.50. So if you think about that, you have to realize that the pricing of the book and the cost of the manufacturer are very, very critical if you're going to go into the distribution system. Because you can get squeezed there to the point where if your manufacturing costs are too high and you can't put a high enough retail on the book, you could be making nothing per book. And that's not really a good idea, is it? So everything has to line up, and that's where a lot of the strategy we talked about earlier in the course comes into play, where you understand how books are priced and how they're discounted. And we're going to talk more about discounts as we go through this, so that you can actually put out a product that can be distributed, wholesaled, retailed, and sold, and every step along the way, people are going to make a decent profit, including you. Now, if you go with distribution, that means that you really have to print offset. This is really only for offset. With print-on-demand books or digital printing, they're just too expensive to go into distribution for bookstores, and that's really not the best way to use print-on-demand, in my opinion. But if you're going bookstore sales and distribution, you will need to be printing offset, and you want to get the best price you can, because as you can see with this big discount, you don't really have a lot of room to move. Now, offset books are the ones that bookstores want to buy, and by and large, they would much rather buy from wholesalers or distributors than they want to buy from you. And we'll talk more about that. Now, to get distribution, it's really easier, as I said, to sign if you have more books. And it always was that you could get into Baker & Taylor, as I mentioned, but it was very hard to get an account with Ingram. Ingram wanted you to have like at least 10 books, or they wanted you to have like really kind of big sales before they would consider you. And when I had my publishing company, that was like a dream of ours, was to get an account at Ingram. Wow. And we worked away at it, and eventually we had enough books and enough sales, and we did get an account at Ingram, and that was very, very exciting, because then we knew that our books would be available to bookstores everywhere, because almost all bookstores use the Ingram catalog to buy books. So keep in mind, if you are approaching a distributor, they are going to be looking at you just as closely as you're looking at them. And lastly here, there are several distributors who specialize in working with self-publishers or who are open to working with self-publishers. And I have a couple here. Atlas is a division of a book printer called Bookmasters. And BeagleBay is a very nice small distributor in Nevada who distributes a number of self-published books, and they're very open to that. And Book Clearinghouse, also BCH, is another vendor that will distribute books for you. And there are others. Now, I know or have clients who have used all of these distributors, and they've been basically pretty happy. You really, when you pick a distributor, you really want a very well-established company that's been in business for a while. Because distributors, you know, they can really make you or they can break you. And I have a friend who I helped get started in publishing quite a while ago, and he's a poet and a storyteller and a very accomplished writer, and he put out a beautiful book of poetry. He got fantastic reviews. We ramped him up. He found a distributor he liked. I wasn't really part of that part of the process, but it was kind of a new distributor, and what ended up happening was this guy did a fantastic job of promoting his book. In the first 9 months it was out, he sold out 2,500 copy print run, which is pretty good for poetry, and he never got a penny from the distributor. In other words, this distributor ran into money problems. They kept making excuses, saying they were going to pay, and then at the end of the day, they went bankrupt, they went belly up, they closed the doors, and that was the end of it. They didn't pay anybody anything. So this was a really sad day for my friend, and, you know, I really felt terrible. And he actually went out of the publishing business and has only recently come back into it because of that experience. So I don't want to see that happen to you. So if you can't, if you need a distributor and one of these three I've mentioned doesn't work out, you can always ask me, or make sure that you talk to other publishers that are distributed by that distributor to find out what their experience has been, because this is a big decision. If you're going to get a distributor, consider this carefully. It's a big decision because distributors, most distribution contracts are exclusive, and that means that when you sign with the distributor, your books will be available to the book trade only from the distributor, and you will not be allowed to sell to those stores directly, only through the distributor. And the distributor, all the distributor policies and everything that's in your distribution contract will apply. So this is a big decision for a publisher to make. If you have the right book, it can be a fantastic way to go, because if you really have something that you're willing to put some marketing and promotion into, and it does have wide appeal, and you can get some media time, you know, a distributor is going to be your best friend, because they are the ones who are going to be able to put that book into bookstores everywhere. Let's move on and talk a little bit about fulfillment, and because that's another big topic. And fulfillment is simply means taking orders and sending out books. Now, you can do your own fulfillment, as I've mentioned, and there are some things you might want to consider in doing that. And you'll want to research a little bit the cost of supplies and the cost of shipping, and to come up for your publishing company with a shipping and handling charge to cover that cost. And if you have ever done any kind of retail business or home business where you're filling orders, you know that when an order comes in, that's just the beginning of the process. You've got to enter it into a database of some kind or a point of sale system. You know, you have to track those sales. If you live in a place where you have to collect sales tax, you have to generate a shipping label. You have to have a container of whatever kind, and many people use Jiffy bags, which are padded mailers. You have to have postage. You have to be able to seal them. You might want to put flyers for other products or services that you offer into that package. Hey, why not? You're mailing it anyway. And then you have to arrange to get them there. You have to deal with shipments that get lost or missing, go missing. So all of that has to be factored in if you want to try and do it yourself. Now, the cheapest way in the United States to ship books is through the post office media mail. It's very reasonable, but it's not trackable. Because books are fairly inexpensive to produce and they're pretty robust as objects, they don't break very easily. You know, I would say media mail is the most popular way of shipping books, single copy books around the country. If you're selling more items and you're trying to build up bigger orders, you may want to go for UPS. which is a trackable service, or FedEx Ground, one of those ground shippers that actually gives you a tracking. And you're going to need a lot of stuff. Like, to do all this, you're going to need jippy bags, boxes, labels, whether you run them through a printer or you make them out by hand. You're going to have to store all this stuff. You need a workspace to pick and pack and ship the books. You're probably going to need a postage scale and meter, and you really have to get set up if you're going to do this yourself. And it's not hard to do. It's just you have to put all the pieces together. You can also get a fulfillment house, and that would be a company where you simply ship them the cartons of books from the printer, or you can have them shipped direct from the printer to your fulfillment house if you've signed a deal with them. And they will take the orders, they'll store the stuff, they'll do all the shipping and handling, and then they'll put the money into your account, and they'll deduct their fee for doing that. Now, you have to understand their fees, because typically some fulfillment houses have long lists of fees. They might have a fee for putting a label on, if they have to supply the label. You know, if you want different kinds of mailers, they might have different fees for that. And for cashiering your sales, there might be a percentage fee on a transaction, whatever it is. Now, this can work really well, and some fulfillment houses will offer other services, like they might offer an 800 number with 24-hour coverage, 7 days a week. So if you want to do some promotion on the radio and you're getting cheap radio rates because, you know, it's the times are kind of all over the map, you know, it's really effective to have that 800 number with the 24/7 operators standing by, because they're going to take your orders and fulfill those orders, and that's something that you can't really provide for yourself. So there are fulfillment houses around. I believe we have some in the downloads, but if you have questions about fulfillment houses, just let me know. I'll be happy to answer them. Now, we've looked at this entire print channel, selecting printers, all about distribution and fulfillment. And really, this print channel exists basically to supply books to bookstores. But for self-publishers, in my opinion, I'm not sure that bookstores are actually the best place to sell books. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the next video.